Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you don't want to call us, you can always jump into the chat room. Our anonymous chat room, by the way, at smoothdrama.com. Just jump in there. You can make up your name and create your smooth drama fame. That was a weak rhyme, but that's the best I had. Anyway, so we'd love to hear from you in the chat room, smoothdrama.com. I'll add us anonymous style. We'll even shout you out. And if you social network, you want to social network with us on Facebook, we are the Smooth Drama Group. Ask to get in. Myself and Mr. J, he of the lack of chapstick, will add you. Once again, if you want to get into the Smooth Drama Group on Facebook, ask to get in. Myself and Mr. J, he who lacks chapstick, will add you. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back. No, you don't have chapstick.
You know, you why you're doing that. I'm usually just shaking my head, you know. I just...
Dang. Yeah, I've been waiting on him to say something. He don't say nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep riding it. I'm going to ride that horse to beat him. Yeah. And
that's
while I'm
be riding an interesting horse.
Yeah, it's an interesting horse. And while I'm on it, I'm gonna keep talking about this flabbergasting, more scrumptious apocalypse. It just, you know, we're at a point where folks are like over it, right? Because this is the time last year where shit started to get real. Folks start ordering masks like, wait, what is it? There's some shit that's killing people? Okay. And folks got real serious. You know, like this is the beginning. This is like you was tiptoeing. It's like, all right, maybe I need to buy some more bleach. Stuff like, well, 1% of the population thought like that. Everybody else waited another month. But we'll get there when we get there. So, fast forward to now. Masks. Man, we got all kinds of masks, right? There's a mask for everything. Hell, I've got my boom unit mask. We don't have a smooth drama mask. Maybe we need to get a smooth drama mask. But I've got a boom unit mask.
Nice.
For my comic book. Yeah, get that. I'm gonna make a smooth drama mask. It's gonna be on and popping. You can get one too. For free $99. Anyway, so speaking of masks, there's all kinds of masks being made. And so this guy, Tom Wood, created a mask. It's called the ball bag mask.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like you have testicles on your face.
Yeah, now, they're very unattractive testicles.
Yeah, me personally,
they're not even attractive.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have balls on my face. There's just there's principalities of the situation. I just got balls on my face. I don't see the humor.
You know, because the picture is just so, like, unattractive, and I'm like, well, who would even want those? Like, I am a woman, and I'm like, I don't think I would, like, I don't know, find them attractive or appealing. And what man would want that on his face? I don't know.
Some people like balls in their face, so balls on their face.
Yeah, but then it goes back to it being attractive and appealing.
Right, it's a mental state of mind. It's a mental state. Mm-hmm. You know, some folks, because I'm guessing that somebody probably already has vagina mass.
Wow.
I'm guessing that it, because we have mass for everything. So I'm guessing there's a vagina mass.
See, now you're going to make me look for it.
Yeah, you know it exists. You know it exists. Now, just like this mask, it's going to be like, what's the Band-Aids? It's going to be like the Band-Aids, flesh colored. Only it's not going to be my flesh colored, but it's going to be flesh colored, just like these balls. Just like these balls. Speaking of which, I'm not
seeing anything about a vagina mask, so I think that would just be too obscene. Because at least, like, the ball mask, you can say, oh, it's just wrinkly skin.
No.
You know.
No, because you're going to have...
I mean...
I'm just saying, you'll have...
I mean, some people are going to get it.
Yeah, you're going to have a bunch of women that's like, that looks familiar. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yep, you're right. They have one.
I know. Come on, man.
I mean, I don't. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. They, of course they're going to have it. Why would they not have it? Come on.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You know me.
put the link in the chat room. Put the link in the chat room.
I can't.
Oh, you can't put it in the chat room. Okay. All right. No. I'm just saying. Special shout out.
I can send you the pictures,
Miss,
though.
Yeah. Special shout out to Miss T to you, Boo, and Friendly Chatter. Shout y'all out in the chat room. I'm just saying. Of course they have it. They have masks for everything. So why wouldn't they have a vagina? I'm guessing people don't wear it everywhere. It's not child.
I mean, this, what I have is different than what the other one, the male, the testicle mask.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is still.
It's still.
I mean, you couldn't get away with wearing this one.
Right. I wouldn't want to get away with it. As enticing as it sounds, vagina on my face. The mask.
On my
face. We keeping it real. Anyway, so speaking of stuff on your face, I know you saw it.
What did I see?
Come on now, you saw the new piercing. I know you saw it.
Oh my gosh. You know.
Yeah. That dude.
I'm just like, what is going on?
There's some rapper. I know his name, but I'm just not going to say his name. He's got on his forehead, he's got a diamond.
Yeah. That he had embedded in his forehead.
Yeah. China looked like the Vision from the comic book.
Oh, is that what that is?
I don't know. It's 10, almost 11 carats. He's been paying for it since 2017 for a grand total of $24 million. This is about the most ignorant mother ever. You pay $24 million for the diamond on your forehead, guaranteeing that somebody's going to shoot you in the head so they can get that thing.
You know, and that's what I was thinking. I was like, he must have a death wish, or he's just looking for somebody to, you know, some young, ignorant, other ignorant kid. You know, I mean, there's several rappers have died, like, in the past year because of, you know, they're bragging, I guess you can say.
Well, bragging, whatever you want to say it is. Why? You see, this is where intelligence is on call. This is where intelligence is on call. So, because I've been debating back and forth about intelligence, smart. You know, I go through these philosophical conversations, and so, like, for example, smartwatches. Why?
Mm-hmm.
What is so smart about the watch that makes a watch that it's like, well, hey, I can make phone calls on my watch. I can get text messages. And I'm like, so you getting text messages in 0.5 font. And that's some cool shit. That's what we talking about. That makes it smart. It's like, oh, it can...
Yeah.
Do all that. I'm like, well, my watch can tell me the time. And if I want to receive a phone call, I'll use my phone. I don't know. But people, we talk about smart watches. I'm like, how
yeah.
intelligent is it? Is it really smart? Is it?
I mean, I guess, I don't know.
0.5 font. So I say intelligence is on call. Intelligence is on call. Just wonder what people are thinking. I have the smartwatch on the little itty bitty screen. I can do everything I can do on my phone, on my watch.
But you have to hook your watch to your phone in order for it to work, I believe.
Yes, that would be correct.
Yeah, so I don't understand that.
You're looking on an even smaller screen. You can squint your, I mean, I'm old. Maybe I don't understand because I'm old. I'm 85.
Yeah.
I'm just like, 85-year-olds ain't supposed to understand staring at little bitty screens on the watch. I mean, I have my watch, and I only accepted this watch as a gift because I've had four watches in my life. Four watches in my whole
mm-hmm.
life. And one of them I traded for a Viewmaster. When I was 9. So,
you want to tell you my master heck of bad, huh?
Hey, priorities. Cartoons over knowing what time it is when I ain't got to be nowhere. Duh. Well, I'm okay. So, this is one of the Viewmasters where you can watch the cartoon and you can go backwards and forwards with it. You twirl it. It was awesome. Awesome. Anyway, so yeah, my
mm-hmm.
first watch as an adult is all right. Then I got bought a watch And I had that watch all the way up to 2019.
Wow.
Yep. And so that watch, I let go, and boom, I'm on my new watch. So I guess I'm going to ride this one out to the end.
You still have your old watch?
Nah, I let that go.
So what, you threw it away? You gave it away? You just put it away?
Yeah, I just threw it away.
Oh, wow. Because, I mean, you can always just, like, change them up. Watches are kind of like shoes. You mean you can have more than one.
Yeah,
you
I
just
know.
Put them around.
So it's funny because my sister got me a watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
She got me. I guess it's supposed to be a prestigious watch. It's a Marvel. It's got the Marvel watch. It's got Captain America on it.
Mhm.
I don't know what kind of watch it is. I'm supposed to know, because it's supposed to be fancy, but. Yeah.
Well,
it's America watch, yes. And it's.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't. What kind of watch it is, it's inscribed on the back, but I don't have my glasses near me, so I can't read it. So, yeah. So I've got two watches. They both have special meanings to me. So, you know, my homie gave me this watch, and I only picked it because he tried to give me like five watches. You know me, I don't really care about that stuff. So I end up giving it to my son so he can bling out. So he took a couple of, I'll take it.
Yeah.
This punk ass. But I only took the new watch because the numbers on the face are like big, so I can really see what time it is. I don't have to put on. I don't have to like squint. That's the difference. I got to squint to see what time it is. It's not working.
Yeah. I'm not getting that watch. I don't care how fancy it is or what the name on it is.
Right. So yeah, I've got two watches. So I can switch out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have diversity in my watch game. I can perpetrate.
Okay.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, it's not fancy though. And I don't have anything that I don't think it's gonna ascribe much value. I mean, that's the beauty of my life. I've got a lot of stuff that's not really important to the mainstream. So it wouldn't, I don't see myself as a target, because my stuff is not valuable to most people. So I stay in that lane.
Yeah.
Valuable to me.
Yeah.
No diamonds in my forehead.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I and the scary
it is,
part.
I greatly appreciate it.
The scary part is when you start thinking about that, if he's fortunate enough to go to his grave with that thing still in him, you know there's going to be a mad dash for that thing.
I think the grave diggers or whoever, the people that work there, they don't, I mean.
Oh, no, it ain't going to make
it'll
it. Look, when the kids, grandkids are sitting around the deathbed, you bet your ass they pulling that shit out of his head. Yeah, there's no way the $24 million diamond is going to make it to the funeral. Now he's gonna have a hole in his head.
Yeah.
They're gonna put some makeup on that thing. Or put something else there. Some cubic zirconia to make it look like, yeah. he went down with his glass in his head.
Yeah, poor thing.
Intelligence.
Yeah.
You want times. How people measure intelligence. Like,
I don't think people like him do.
Well,
they just do whatever they think is the next best thing or the next greatest thing or to stay relevant. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's smart or not.
But ain't it like Shining? So, you know, people talking about ice on my wrist, and your teeth. Because you got people who got diamond teeth, they got gold teeth. And I remember growing up in New Orleans, I almost got a gold tooth. I was working. And I remember in seventh grade, Miss Thompson with the gold tooth. I was like, oh, I want a gold tooth like you. And she's like, baby, you don't want a gold tooth. It make your breast stink. I was like, oh.
Well, did her breast stink, or you don't remember getting black clothes to her to find out?
Well, it's your teacher, so you don't get that close.
Okay.
But, you know, I remember her because she was one of the nicer teachers, and she made me feel important, and I always remember that conversation. Always remember that conversation. And
yeah,
I do know having
gold teeth is a Southern thing. So.
Oh, it's yeah.
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 But I mean, to me, I think that's even like doable. Just I can deal with that. I just don't see the whole diamond in my forehead thing. I just don't see that.
Well, no, it's the same concept, though. It's the same concept. If you really think about it, it's the same concept. Because
I was wondering if it was like a third eye, if he was trying to refer to his third eye. Okay. All right.
Stop it. All
right. I read it, it didn't say anything about that, but.
No. You know he ain't no third eye. This is me. Oh. No. Because if he was about the third eye, you would know a diamond like that. To reflect the laser into your head and split it open, but
there's
some science there he don't understand. There's some science there that he don't understand. Yeah, so kind of unintelligent, but
definitely.
You know what? It happens. That's what we do. And speaking of unintelligence, we're just going to go into the dumbass of the week. All right. So this one's for you, Brown Sugar.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Tessica Brown. What you know about Tessica Brown?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's another one of those people that are on the now notorious TikTok. She had a confusing conundrum that she's been experiencing for the last month. She used Gorilla Glue to style her hair.
What?
Yeah. She used to use...
How is that possible?
She used to use Got to Be Glued Blasting Free Spray.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, it just, she ran out. And so she decided the next best thing was to use Gorilla Glue spray in order to achieve the same effect.
I'm just not understanding. Because there is a gel called Gorilla Snot.
Yes, but she didn't use
Gorilla. But that's in the hair styling aisle, so I'm just wondering why she went to a whole nother aisle to get the Gorilla Glue. Because Gorilla Glue is not in the hair styling aisle.
Right. Well, one, it's Gorilla Glue. So she's just thinking Gorilla, right? But
yeah,
I'm going to ask this, Brown Sugar. One, I didn't know about Gorilla Snot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you wouldn't.
Yeah, and I'm saying, why would we use something that has the name Gorilla Snot in it? See,
referring to the thickness and the strength of the gel.
Okay, but that would imply that most of us know the thickness of Gorilla Snot, like literally.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, because I've bought some before, and I didn't necessarily like equate it with like real Gorilla Snot. I equated it with a gorilla is strong. And it's not as thick, so the gel must be strong and thick.
Oh, okay. That's what we're going with?
I mean, that's what I did.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to roll with you on that. Gorilla Snot. Gorilla Snot.
Yeah, when you're, looking, trying to figure out a hair gel and, it's a gazillion of them now where, when I was coming up, there was only like three or four, but now you have a plethora of gels and you got to find the right one that doesn't flake and, all that. So, and that whole, so I tried it.
Okay. All right, well, yeah. So instead of Gorilla Snot, which is her favorite, one of hers, Gorilla Glue Spray.
So what was the outcome of the Gorilla Glue debauchery?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah. I'm sure she has to cut her hair now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorilla Glue. It doesn't like go away real easy.
No.
So that's why she's done. And look, it the inordinate amount of people who do increasingly dumb things so they can get clicks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have TikTok, so I see stuff that somebody like people will send me, or like if my kids are watching it, I'll watch. But I personally don't have it, so yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
Instagram and Facebook is enough for me.
Yep, because the whole Gorilla Snot and all these other videos, silhouettes. And all this other stuff. Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I just quit. I quit.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, and I just saw the vagina face mask. Wow.
Yeah, isn't that disgusting?
That's all I'm going to say is wow.
Yeah.
We'll ride it out with the wow. And so, public service announcement to all listeners out there, don't look it up. You're going to look it up, but don't do it. It's not going to work out for you.
I mean, you know, I think your listeners would be interested to see it. If they wouldn't, they wouldn't be listening to you. If they weren't, you know, I'm sure they know.
Well, yeah, the vagina art mask. I mean, they got ball masks. I know they have all kinds of masks. So it's all on the table. Maybe that's the next thing. You're gonna get the dick mask, and you're gonna do a TikTok with somebody with the dick mask and somebody with the vagina mask. And y'all gonna have mask porn. I can see it happen. Mask porn, that new wave that's coming towards a channel that I'll never watch near you. Yeah.
You're not watching that channel?
Hell no.
You're gonna watch something on that channel. It's gonna be something that's gonna pique your interest.
No, it's not. I have zero interest in unintelligent pairings. I can't do it. It hurts my heart. Because
I'm usually disappointed, but I'm just too nosy, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I know that you're doing it not because you wanted to have fun with it. You're just doing it because you want me to come and look at you do it. I'm not in it for that.
True.
See, I'm like Lawrence Fishburne. I ain't get into it for that. I'm just not. Be funny, but just being stupid for the sake of, I can't do it. I can't do it. The concept is beneath me. I'm sorry. I can't do it. And on that note, gonna go on break. This is a Tribe Called Quest and the Fugees and Busta Rhymes, Rumble in the Jungle.
I'm gonna fight for the prestige, not for me, but to uplift my little brothers who are sleeping in concrete floors today in America. Black people who are living on welfare, black people who can't eat, black people who don't know no knowledge of themselves, black people who don't have no future. I want to win my title and walk down the alley, settle the garbage can.
Yeah. To the booth, more baked than Bootsy Collins. You versus me, that's like Ali versus Foreman. Guard pack, stand back and watch. Devil's time out, can't be time with the watch. Who I am, the Black Abraham. Zoomer, man, yellow man, Vietnam. Added extra bars, I'm all religious whore. Taking keys up from czars, winning more wars than the more.
Yeah, what the deal's dark, I see the devil spar with the law. Mathematics was the key to set my whole race free. You might debate me, a refugee, no harm hurt me. Dying thirsty from the struggle to my own. Hustle bubble on the low, what would be to show the free bar right? The righteous Asiatic, take a while, chase our raw light. The fanatic, like the Molly Burgundy. While he rockin', see the fifth when Ali clock and jump, what say you keep you locked in?
Oh, man, you got to recognize the witness. Listen, you swift enough to knock you out with Mike Fitness. Can't blister from holding Mike's sight. So say it's fight night. We'll throw the R after the F, cause I'ma take away your breath. The bell ring. And now it's just a daily operation. Yo, you talk like who's the patient? You give me this occupation. And you know we help from two barrel elbows. It's left to change. Cause I'm
the most
thorough.
You like to roll it with the pigskin cases. Now we perfect slang like the gang of street makers. While checkmate the next two pyramid architects. Replace the last name with the S. The man's got a god complex. But they keep that same conviction. Watch Muhammad play the messenger like holy Muslim scripture. Take orders from only God. Only war when it is jihad. See Ali appears as I hear. Reconnect 400 years. So we're the people walk but equal. Give love and such things. To the man who made the band. Remember when we were king.
Watch on fire.
To Smooth Drama. That was Tribe Called Quest, the Fugees, and Busta Rhymes, Rumble in the Jungle. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
Good afternoon to you too, Brown Sugar.
I don't know what got into me. I was thinking of my customer service days. I was about to say welcome.
Hey, that's the beauty of live radio.
Oh, goodness.
So, all right, speaking of a non-funny moment, earlier this week in the Smooth Drama Group, we dropped the video, well, the article about football player Chad Wheeler and him in his altercation with his then girlfriend. Chad Wheeler is 6'7", 310 pounds. Aaliyah, his ex, 5'9", weighs 145 pounds. So, yeah. So what happens is it started what they say about 9:45. Officers were dispatched, a report of a domestic dispute at an apartment. Said the police get there. She had locked herself in the bathroom after she was attacked and strangled unconscious by Wheeler. When the officers arrived, they heard her screaming and had to force their way inside the apartment. And they were in the bathroom where they found Wheeler with the girlfriend. She's crying in pain. Her face was covered in blood, and her arm was hanging limply at her side. She was rushed to the hospital. She told investigators that the incident began when he told her to stand up and bow to him. When she refused to do so, he threw her on the bed and began strangling her with one hand and trying to smother her with his other hand. She lost consciousness, tried to fight back, but he grabbed her arm and twisted it. That's where her arm got dislocated. And she lost consciousness for an unknown length of time. When she regained consciousness, he said he saw her by the bed and said, "Wow, you're alive." And she jumped and ran to the bathroom, called her family, and dialed 911. He picked the lock to the bathroom, entered, and was apologizing. Then the police came. And for the record, he had a previous violent incident in December of 2015 in L.A. in which police had to subdue him by firing multiple beanbag rounds.
Mm.
Man, can you believe they had beanbag rounds way back in 2015? They must have discontinued them.
No, they only bring them out for special occasions.
Apparently. I'm like, I know a few occasions where beanbags probably, if they can subdue a 6'7", 310-pound dude, man, you probably could have subdued quite a few people with the beanbag.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like people who are running away in the opposite direction. Anyway, that was the beginning. Because we're just talking about that's a deplorable act, right? And so had a former show guest who had some choice words to say in the group. I tried to get him on, but he couldn't. He said he couldn't come on. And he was like, "What did she say?" So playing the devil's advocate, Brown Sugar, because there was a lot of comments. I had quite a few former show guests chime in on that. My homegirl Yvette was like, "Yeah, this is why I stay strapped, ready to shoot."
Yeah,
I mean, it was about only one person was gonna come out the room. So I'm gonna ask you, what could she possibly say that you think that could have made him want to choke her out and kill her?
I used to be, and I hate to say it, because women sometimes our mouths can just be so, it's one of those things. The tongue could either build you up or break you down. It could, build a castle or tear it down. But still, to me, doesn't justify, a man hitting a woman. I don't condone even a woman hitting a man, for that matter. You know, like a lot of people say, well, women should be able to hit men. And no, I don't. I don't think anybody should be hitting anyone. But I feel like ultimately a man, women always want to say we're equal, but, we really need to be real about this. And we're not as strong. Most women aren't as strong, as most men. And I'm sure she, at 5'9", 140, I mean, all he had to do was just kind of push her down. You know what I mean? That was like, that's attempted murder.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what she could have said. I think he has anger issues.
Yeah, while you're alive, I mean, it's obvious he has anger issues because the police had to subdue him 6 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, yeah. I didn't even know like when I first heard the story, I thought it was a black guy, to be honest. I don't follow football, so I didn't even realize, you know, that it was a white man and a black woman until like race wasn't an issue for me. I can't remember that one football player that hit his girlfriend in the elevator, and they replayed that for like 3 months. Yeah, and they replayed that for like 3 months.
Well, but the thing is, Ray Rice's in defense of Chad Wheeler didn't choke old girl out in the Las Vegas elevator.
True.
They were actually in a room where nobody was filming. See, the reason why we have that footage, because in Las Vegas, they record everything. So you're in the elevator, you're being recorded. So that's how we have that footage. Because remember, he knocks her out in the elevator. And when the door opens, you know, she's just laid out. Leg, everything. Mm-hmm. She's just out.
Yeah, and see, I don't, you know, and it's hard to, like you were saying, what could she have said? And I mean, these are football players. So then I feel like it's roid rage, possibly. It's testosterone issues, possibly. Because I do know some people that are just, you know, average everyday people that take steroids and they're abusive to, or have been abusive to their female friends, whoever, you know, they're dating at the time. So, I don't know, you know, that's a totally different argument to me than it would be just a regular guy, you know, just abusive.
I've argued, and like this is not in support of him. Obviously, he's a horrible person, but I have argued in the past, football players. Just on the whole, if there's going to be violence, if you's going to get into it with somebody, you probably won't get into it with a basketball player.
True.
Because they don't get hit in the head like football players. So it's, aside from the fact that they did a whole movie talking about the brain damage that football players have, the science says that playing football is like getting into a car wreck every day. And so you start thinking of it along the, I mean, think about getting into a car wreck every day or every time you play football. And so what does that do to the brain? See, because that's the part of the equation. Because football players have a switch that unless you're one of those, because there's a few, we say boxers, football players, people who are in contact sports. A lot of them, they have that switch. And so you would counsel women or men who date them, you probably don't want to get to a place where the switch can be turned on, because they're already unhinged. Now, I'm not making a blanket statement about them. You know, obviously, there are some people who are a little bit more disturbed than others. There are people who they aren't choking people, knocking them out, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But on the whole, I would lean towards football players and boxers, people like that who've been hit in the head constantly. They might hit that switch on you. And what you gonna do?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and football is an aggressive sport. So, you know, as well, and so is boxing. So, I mean, I think they are a little bit more prone to violence, like you said. And so, for me, I don't think she probably, you know, like what could she have said? She could have, it could have easily been, dang, we don't have any jelly. You know what I mean? And he could have went off because of that. And he may not even eat jelly, but just something about her saying that could have annoyed him.
Right. It starts off with, you know, obviously he shouldn't have done it. And so he apologizes after the fact. Right? You dislocate the arm and you beat him up. You choke him out.
Yeah.
And so, because there was a football player, there was a kicker that did that same thing. I think Dave Brown was his name. And he did the same thing where he was beating his wife unmercifully.
Mm-hmm.
And they kicked him out the league. So, because in the write-up, they make sure to say, former Seahawk. They want to make sure you know he wasn't in the NFL, but he was. They're out of the playoffs, so he's not playing. So, yeah, he's not with the team no more. We let him go. Right. Okay.
Wow.
But, and rightfully so. If you're predisposed to just beating the shit out of people, yeah, football is a sport for you, but not for you.
Exactly. Yeah, because you can do it and get away with it.
I did a whole show talking about the different athletes who have done some deplorable things. Well, people have killed people and actually got away with it. So,
yeah.
And actually got to play football. So, I guess it depends on how good you are.
Mm-hmm.
It always comes down to that. So, when you're not good, you're not a game-changing athlete, you can get moved on. We saw it in the NBA with Chris Jackson, the artist formerly known as Chris Jackson, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. We saw it more famously with Colin Kaepernick. You know, you see it. If they're a star and there's controversy around you, you can get in. So it's like all the statements that LeBron makes, of course you're going to listen because he's the best player in basketball. So, yeah, he doesn't get cut. But if LeBron James has the talent of Torrey Craig, a guy you don't know, but plays in the NBA, he doesn't play in the NBA. They let him go for some strange reason, and nobody would sign him. So it's always about, can we make money off of you? If we can make money off of you, we'll keep trotting you out. I mean, Muhammad Ali is another prime example of that. He sold tickets, so they let him get debilitated.
Yeah, and he didn't have to go to war either. not that, you know, but I'm just saying, everybody else did. I mean, he was able to dodge the draft.
He ended up with the same conditions, though. He ended up still damaged. So,
there you go.
And so, getting back to the Chad Wheeler, it's one of those where we're at, because like I said, beanbag. He was shot with beanbag. Now, you know, I talk about that because, you know, this is our hater of the week.
Hate, I hate you.
Now, of course, everybody knows about the 9-year-old girl in Rochester, New York, and the police used pepper spray and handcuffed her.
Mm-hmm.
One of the officers, if you watch the video, one of the officers is like, you're acting like a child. And she's like, I am a child. She's nine. Right?
Oh, goodness, goodness.
She's 9 years old. And so Pepper Spring, a 9 year old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll say, hating ass police shouldn't have been there. So,
mm-hmm.
part of the blame goes to the mother who called the police, right? Because, yes, you're concerned about your 9 year old, but you got to be able to handle that. And you got to call somebody different. See, because if you call the police, you know the police are going to come with that foolishness. Because it's just part of their DNA. Right? It's, she not going to get the bean bags for a 300-pound dude. I mean, because we put it in comparison, right? 310 pounds, 6'7". He's not menacing, so we can use beanbags to take him down. 5'10", black man, running in the opposite direction, gets killed. One's coming towards you, one's running away. Who's more dangerous? But I digress. 9-year-old girl, pepper spray. She's already handcuffed. Now, it's a situation where unless she's spitting on you, it's like you should be able to de-escalate that. And so that's where not calling the police comes in. She's asking for a father, give her a father. So when the mother comes out and says something, and so she gets some hater of the week consideration also, because the girl is asking for a father, and for whatever reason, you don't comply with that, you call the police, and this happens. So you and the police are the haters of the week. Because you bring that into the equation that didn't have to. Because unless the father is abusing her.
I was
going to
say, the father may not have been there, though. I mean, if the father was not
there.
She's
asking for her father. So at that point, you call the father or make sure that she can get to the father. Like I said, we don't know all the specific details, but we do know that when the police get called and it's black folks, you rolling that dice. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that there's a 1% chance that it's going to go well. We giving you 1%. 99% is going to be messed up. Just there's no, it's that simple. You would think everyone knows that, but apparently she hasn't been watching the news all her life, brown sugar.
Because
I mean, to me it still looks like, because I can say, yeah, the police aren't trained for that, but we know that mysteriously, police have talked some people down.
Some people do get talked down.
Yeah, people have not been shot. People have not been pepper sprayed, tased. Some people have been actually talked down. You can have negotiations with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've seen people actually wrestling with the cops in the video and not getting shot. I saw a dude fighting a cop, hitting the cop with a pipe. Didn't get shot. Didn't even get pepper sprayed. I'm just saying. I'm just
that
saying.
That it is possible.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, was there pepper spray like 3 weeks ago? Was there pepper spray? Do you remember seeing pepper spray?
There was some. I did see some pepper spray, but they already had masks on, so I don't know if that counts.
Okay. Right.
I didn't understand why they were pepper spraying people who had masks.
Yeah, because they had masks. That's
well,
why
yeah,
pepper...
but I'm just saying. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you pepper spray them, because they have them.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to get into
those
this,
are the only people I saw.
I'm not going to get into moral argument. There's no appealing to the morality of people that don't have morality. Because once again, we've seen it done countless times. But then you see certain situations where it can't be done. It can't be done. 9-year-old.
No, because they were afraid. They were afraid for their lives. So.
Yeah, but she's in the police car. She's in the police car, begging for her daddy, saying, "I am a child." Nah, just saying, because she's 9. Not 19. She's 9. I didn't know we were handcuffing 9-year-olds. Those dangerous 9-year-olds.
You know those 9-year-olds, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, I know some 11, 12, 13-year-olds. It's like, okay, you size them up. All right, they got a little size. But 9, they're still kind of raw. Not quite ready. Not ready for prime time. But, yeah.
It's a sad situation. I couldn't watch the video just because she was a child. So,
right.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's a horrible video. And on that note, we're gonna go on break. This is Pusha T. Infrared.
The game's fucked up, niggas beats is banging, nigga, your hook did it. The lyric pinning equal to Trump winning. The bigger question is how the Russians did it. It was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin. At the mercy of a game where the code is missing. When the CEO's blinded by the glow, it's different. Believe in myself and the code and kindred. Let the sock puppets play and they roll in gimmick shit. Remember Will Smith won the first Grammy? And they ain't even recognize Hov until Annie. So I don't tap dance for the crackers and sing Manny. Cause I'm cold to double these flows and old candy. Yeah, Ferrari my 40th, blew the candles out. Tom Brady, you niggas, I had to scramble out. They be riding these waves, I pulled my sandals out. Hefe Latin, my Grammy, I went the Spanish route. Oh, now it's okay to kill baby. Niggas looked at me crazy like I really killed the baby. Salute Ross, cause the message was pure. You see what I see when you see Wayne on tour. Flash without the flyer. Another multi-platinum rapper trapped and can't retire. Niggas get exposed, I see the cracks and I'm the liar. Shit, I've been exposed, I took the crack and built the wire. Now who do you admire? Your rap songs is all trying my patience. Some prices ain't real without inflation. I done flew it, I done grew it. Been a conduit. More you're not bags on my bitches, I done blew it. Screw it, neck key glue it. I blonde, Espanol, I eat to it. Let's even talk screaming in Shazam numbers. I'll ensure that you getting every gram from us. Let's cram numbers. Easily, the only rapper sold more dope than me was Eazy-E. How could you ever write these wrongs? when you don't even write your song. But let us all play along. We all know what niggas for real been waiting on.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Pusha T, Infrared. Our caller number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, what if I had a conspiracy theory for you? Would you be interested in it?
Oh, yeah. You know I'm always interested.
You may have a conspiracy theory.
Even if I wasn't, you'd tell me, so.
True.
Yeah.
So, talking about COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about COVID. Okay. So, there's a study. Says men may be less fertile in the aftermath of COVID-19 infection, scientists warn.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they were talking about, they were doing it, and they were saying coronavirus RNA found in semen of men with COVID-19 and the growing need to investigate. They said the findings haven't exactly been consistent, and you know, they talked about SARS and SARS-1 and SARS-2, and they tended to dismiss the serious concerns that the testes were vulnerable, with most studies failing to find any trace of the virus inside the tissue. However, the weight of evidence now seems to be tipping towards the argument that testicular tissue is commonly being damaged as a direct result of COVID. Now, what in the hell is my conspiracy theory? I mean, because it's COVID. Okay. We understand it's the virus, whatnot. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, We've heard that there are some people who believe that there are way too many people on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's the Malthusian. I mean, Ted Cruz was talking about it. Nobody bless his heart. anyway, so now you start thinking. If you have a virus that makes men less potent and affects the fertility rate,
mm-hmm.
that affects the population. Now, if we're going to do some empirical data, we do some empirical data and investigate. It's as our former president used to say, it's the Kung Flu, right? It says it starts in Asia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know they fucking in Asia. They do a lot of fucking in Asia. I mean, they really fucking in Asia. There's billions of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it starts there, and it affects fertility in men. And it starts in the place where there are a lot of men. Billions of them in that area. And you start saying that there are a lot of people who are of the belief that there are too many people on earth. So maybe you don't start a war and kill them, even though you give them the opportunity to kill each other. But let's just say you create a virus, because AIDS didn't work. You create a virus like COVID, and it makes you less fertile. And let's just say, just if you get it, you're less fertile. And if you take the vaccine, you're less fertile. So you affect it all the way around. So where there's less people, and so we'll be a little bit more insidious. I like pushing buttons, Brown Sugar. Let's be more insidious. So we can say that there are a group of people who are minority in the world. Now, I remember being at a forum where they talked about being there are less of us being born every day. And so if you want to even the odds, maybe you create a virus that makes a certain group of people less fertile. It may not necessarily affect you.
That's possible.
I thought maybe that's conceivable. Maybe it's inconceivable. Maybe somebody would say, you know what, Mr. F. N., where are you talking out the side of your neck? Why in the hell would people create a virus to keep people from making babies? That don't make no sense at all. Nobody would ever do that on planet Earth, because we here on Earth care about our fellow man and want them to prosper and thrive. That's how it works, right?
I think you're making fun of me.
Yes,
you are.
Why would I do that? I'm not making fun of
you. You know how I feel about stuff like this. You know, I just can't understand it. I just can't wrap my mind around it. I cannot be okay with it.
Well, yeah, but that's why I'm saying to you. I'm saying that, look, because I'm talking out the side of my neck. I'm talking about it's a conspiracy theory. You create a virus that may or may not affect people's fertility. May or may not. Now,
it reminds me of that.
Yeah, but that's
it reminds me of that.
What?
Show Utopia. Utopia.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand it.
Okay. Well, see,
like, what is the point?
So we start off with Thanos, right? Most people understood Thanos. He said, "Hey, it's too many people using up resources in the universe. I'm going to snap my fingers and get rid of half of them." Now, an informed person would say, why don't you just double the resources or triple them or quadruple them? You can do whatever you want. That made too much sense, right? Now, we say Utopia. Utopia is a show on Amazon where he created some food that that made you sterile. Just saying.
Yeah.
Now, some people would say, we wouldn't do that. because we here on earth are kind and gentle. And we care about our fellow human being. That could never happen on earth. Never, ever, 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 never, ever, 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 never, ever happen. Why? Because people in the United States, that's the reason why we do all that positive outreach. USA for Africa, of course. USA sends foreign aid out to all these countries because we care. We care so much. That's what that is. And so anybody attacking that, it's like, why? Not making any sense. It's a conspiracy theory. And you can refute me by saying, hey, we are some of the most moral, upstanding people on this planet. And I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm talking about all the countries. The people in charge, they love poor people. They do all they can to make sure that poor people, people who are not as well off, they get turkeys at Thanksgiving. They get to eat. They have opportunities to better themselves. That's what happens with the less fortunate on this planet. We see it every day, don't we? It's a little bit.
You're making fun of me again. I know that we don't. Still don't. I don't know. I just don't get it.
No. Hold on. No. There was once a guy that was in charge here that said, we want to be a kinder, gentler nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And there was another guy who said, we want to make America great again because we are a greater, kinder, gentler nation. That's what that is. So when you see it and I talk about it, you know, I'm being facetious because obviously we care about what happens to our fellow man and woman. It's obvious. It's what we do. It's what we do. So I'm gonna stop talking out the side of my neck because I'm tripping. It's really, really obvious that I am tripping. What's wrong with me? Tripping. I don't know why I'm sitting up here. I'm talking this craziness.
Even having those thoughts.
Yeah, we would never do that. And you know that, Brown Sugar. You know that.
You know, and I'd like to believe that we wouldn't, I'd like to believe it.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to go into Groundhog Day on that note.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Speaking of how we feel about our fellow man and education and how we try to uplift the kids. Well, in Wisconsin, in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, they were forced to apologize and suspend an unknown number of teachers after they sent out an assignment asking students to think from the perspective of a person who enslaved people in ancient Mesopotamia. So part of the assignment was, a slave stands before you. This slave has disrespected his master by telling him, you are not my master. How will you punish this slave? And this was the assignment that was given to a sixth grade class at Patrick Marsh Middle School. See?
Didn't last year we have the same educational assignments where kids went to go pick cotton?
Yep.
And
but that was a few years back. That was a few years back, picking cotton. Yeah. the other ones were, you know, being a slave. And so I just say they just asked the wrong question. Not how will you punish this slave? I would say, how would you punish the slave master? That's my thoughts. See, it you just looked at the question wrong. But it's Groundhog Day, like you said. We've had that. We've had an inordinate amount of assignments that, for some reason, ask kids, "Hey, these people who are slaves are rebelling against their masters. What should we do?" Now, one could say, Brown Sugar, is it rhetorical? Are they saying the people who used to be slaves that are rebelling against their masters, what should we do when they say, "You're not your master, you're not my master, how will you punish the slave?"
I don't know. I give up.
So,
I don't know. I just have to throw my hands up because.
Well, see,
what goes through people's minds, these teachers' minds, that think that this is okay.
Right, but see, this is the part where I'm uniquely qualified to answer that question. So,
teachers
have departments, and you talk about the lessons that you're going to give as a department. So as a whole department, they decided, you know what? That's a good ass idea. The perspective.
A good ass idea.
Yeah, it's a good ass idea. Because you come up with these, because it's not in the regular curriculum.
This is an outside the box, yeah.
Right. This is an addendum to the curriculum. So they debated this as a department. And we're talking about like 4, 5, 6 individuals who debate this. And, that's good. What you think? Something to add a little flavor to history class.
Some critical thinking skills.
Yes, critical thinking. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's later said in the assignment that under the codes of a fictional person who enslaved people, the enslaved person would be killed. And parents took to social media to show the assignment. And there was outrage because it was sent out on the first day of Black History Month. So, yeah.
Oh, goodness. What district is this? What school district? Where is this at?
This was in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. 15 miles away from Madison. Very, very progressive there. Very, very progressive. See, because once again, as an addendum, hey, this is Black History Month. Let's talk about what you should do to slaves who don't want to be slaves anymore.
Exactly. Who rebel.
Yeah. Now, one could argue, Brown Sugar, maybe I'm putting a little too much on. Maybe, once again, I'm talking out the side of my neck. Because it's critical thinking as a department, and I'm reiterating this for those of you who have jobs and have actually had work meetings, whatnot, where y'all sit there and you all talk about something. There's like salespeople have sales strategies.
Mm-hmm.
You're in retail.
Your brainstorming meeting.
Right. You have these meetings where people talk. They give you your talking points, whatnot. And then there's to things where they ask you to come up with these ideas. Because once again, this is outside of the curriculum. There is no curriculum that has this in it. This is outside the box. This, you know what? Black History Month. What would slave
matter? How can you celebrate? I'm just, it must not be any people of color there on staff.
Probably not in the history
department. It just can't be.
Probably not in the history department. Plus it's Wisconsin. I don't know. It's Sun Prairie.
Yeah.
Sun would suggest that there would be some black people, but you never know.
The prairie doesn't, though.
Prairie, yeah.
Little house that have no black people.
That's a conundrum, right?
There was no black people on Little House.
Well, they were. They just showed them running, and you know, it was like one episode where they was just running.
No.
That was kind of it. They ignored that episode. Yeah, it was only one. I used to watch Little House on the Prairie, and it's like one of them things you just waiting on like one black person. Just one.
Yeah, okay.
And they,
yeah, I figure.
Like, they showed one. They didn't speak or nothing. They didn't talk. Like,
oh, okay. You know, they was just an extra walking by just, with their wear.
Yeah. Walked by. That was kind of it.
Yeah.
No, because remember, we grew up in that special age.
That must be who's on staff then there. That must be that same person that's on staff, just walking by.
Yeah. He's the janitor.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Groundhog Day. So, mental instability. It's the apocalypse.
Yeah.
So, mental instability is in vogue. If it's crazy.
Yeah, but some things, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like in the climate that we're in now, I mean, that kind of stuff didn't happen when we were in school, and we were what, maybe 20 years out of civil rights?
Yeah, it did. Okay, so you're forgetting. Well, you grew up in California, so there's,
yeah.
So, like I always like to famously say, we had Roots riots. So when Roots came on, we had riots. In my school, in my city. So, y'all might not have that.
No, we didn't.
As far as those kind of assignments, no. We didn't have those assignments. But I'm going to guess somewhere in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, mm-hmm. Tennessee, they may or may not have had them assignments.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I could see that. Because I mean, because I think they were still in Jim Crow when everybody was doing civil rights, right?
See, I think what you're forgetting, Brown Sugar, as we wrap mm-hmm. up here, that we used to look, like you said, you couldn't find a black person on Little House on the Prairie. We used to look for that. Mm-hmm. We just happened to grow up in the era where we couldn't see them at first, and now you just see them and they have the token role and they laugh and giggle and snort a little bit. All right. On that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, we're going to be in the chat room at smoothdrama.com. Holla at us. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.